used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
Welcome to I Quit Gambling, So I Started a Podcast, hosted by comedian Benny Legg. That's me. And joining me today, as always, but not in a truck, as always, is the man who needs no introduction.
What's up, Benny Legg?
Hey,
how
man.
How are you doing right now? Can you hear that or not?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's a lot of noise going on in the background. What do you got? You're at home?
I'm at home, and I'm actually peeing in a toilet, not in a bottle. I'm actually peeing in my throne. I love it. Oh, my God. It's so good.
It's your weekend.
It's my weekend, cuz. Yeah. I rode hard during the night this week, so I got home to be able to do this with my family for the whole weekend. So life is good. And I got like three beers in me. So last week you were drunk. This week I'm buzzed.
Last week I was drunk and awful. This week you're gonna be great.
I wasn't great last week.
You were great. There was one thing that I wanted to get to. Last week we did your favorite movies. You remember that?
Oh yeah, I do.
We never said number one.
We never got to it.
No.
I guess it happens.
Yeah, well, I think later
How
on in the show.
I'm
good, but what do you think? Later on in the show, we'll tease a little bit. Later on in the show, we'll let them know what your number one movie is, your favorite movie.
I'd love to, yeah, because I think it's very important for everybody to know where my head's at. And, you know, ever since we did it, I started thinking about, like, there's so many movies I forgot about that are better than the ones I said. So, you know, it is what it is. How you hanging in there, man?
Okay, so we're not going to do the thing where we continuously tease your favorite movie and then never actually say what your favorite movie is?
No. Well, now that you told everybody that's what we're going to do, that's exactly what we're going to do. But I figured we just go the long way around it, where I say, hey, I want to change number three to The Departed, or I want to, you know, or something, you know. Which doesn't have Brad Pitt in it, by the way.
That would have been a good bit.
It still is a good bit. It's still going on, good sir.
I don't know what you're talking about. I just can't wait to find out your favorite movie later. You know what I mean?
I'm sure everybody's just sitting with bated breath.
Yeah.
Which I love that statement, bated breath.
Did you see me? So you can't escape a straitjacket?
I can. This is something I've been able to do ever since I had a skiing accident as a kid. I dislocated my shoulder. And just like the Lethal Weapon movies, I can actually escape from a straitjacket. If anybody ever wants to see me actually do it, it's on YouTube. When I used to be in a band, that's what I used to do for a living. That's what we'd open up the show where the bouncers would carry me out and slot me on stage, and the band was playing behind me, and I'd escape from a straitjacket.
Wow.
Very, very painful. Very painful experience. But boy, I was so high back then, it didn't matter. I was feeling no pain.
Special shout out to the guy from the Netherlands who may want to watch that video in case.
My God. Hey, guy from the Netherlands. I hope they're treating you well in the asylum or prison. We're not really quite sure what they're doing there in the Netherlands. We're guessing force feeding you. But thanks for watching the videos. And if you want to check out the band was named Pork Finger, PORKFINGER, all one word. I didn't name it. My drummer did, Drunk Night, Jack in the Box. But if you want to see what I used to do for a living, that's what I used to do. Hi, guys from the Netherlands.
What's up, guy from the Netherlands? Thanks for still listening.
Seriously, man, we actually realize that you are our number one fan. Or Benny's number one fan, I should say.
Yeah,
you're Benny's
no.
Number one fan. You're,
I think
you're
he
Benny's,
likes you, he likes you more than he likes me.
I don't think that's true. I don't think anybody likes me at all once they get to know me. But you know, number one fan, only fan, number one fan. Love to send you a T-shirt, guy in the Netherlands. Let me know your size. I'll send you a T-shirt and your address if you want to give it to me. I just don't know if they're allowed to get packages in the insane asylum. Anyhow, Benny, how you been, man? How you dealing with everything, cuz?
Good, man. Listen, today is actually officially 1 year that I've been out in Las Vegas. So.
Oh, right on.
Yeah,
man.
1 year ago I moved out here. And now we need to get this comedy thing going. So we were talking off air. We need to get this podcast thing going, you know? And we were talking off air how we're going to do that, and we set a goal for myself. So,
when you say we, is it the mouse in my pocket and me, or is it just me?
Okay, you set a goal for me. Is that what?
Right, and why did that happen? Why did I have to set the goal?
Because I want to prove somebody wrong.
Yes!
Yeah.
And I love the fact that you admit that.
Absolutely.
Like, that's honesty.
So you,
that's honesty right there.
So you gave me a goal of 176 ratings by May.
That's it.
And we're currently at 15. Two written. Now, I'm asking everybody out there that listens, if you have an iPhone, go to Apple Podcast, search I Quit Gambling So I Started a Podcast, leave it a review, leave it a five-star rating. Help me get
did
to this.
Did the guy in the Netherlands do it?
I don't know if he has an iPhone. I think they play it over the loudspeaker. I don't think he has a phone.
That's true. Yeah. Now listen, the five-star rating, what, it has to be a five, does any type of review count?
Give it a rating. If you want to give it a, you know, just, if you want to just leave a star, leave a star. But if you write something nice, it'll make us feel good, so.
Wait, listen, I don't give a fuck how I feel. I know how you care how you feel, because you always say, I'll give a five-star rating. Hey, if it's not worth five stars, I'm not, I love you, Benny. You know, I literally, you know, take a hangnail for you. But I definitely, I don't think there's times where you're worth five stars, and there's times that you're not worth five stars. And there's times that I've never in my life have been worth five stars. Ever in my life.
As another one of our good listeners, Deidre, would say.
I love Deidre. Oh, yeah. My God. Hi, Deidre.
Yeah, she would say, Benny has his moments. That's what she always says.
That's the honesty you want.
Yeah.
That's the honesty that you want.
Thanks, Deidre. Thanks for listening.
You know?
Thanks, Deidre.
Yeah, thanks, Deidre.
Appreciate
you. You're awesome. You're the best person I met out there.
Oh, that's nice of you to say. Including me, for sure.
Dude, you've never been the best person.
I've never been the best person anybody's met.
I really don't think so. Tell a story of the homeless guy. I think that's a great story. But I don't even think this guy proves that you're not the best guy anybody has ever met.
Okay. All right. Well, before I tell the story, I know you're not into sports, but I'm out here in Vegas, and the Vegas Golden Knights, They lost the game the other day, which was, it was absolutely crazy. It was impossible to lose. Games like that, it makes me not miss gambling at all. Games like that, they never should have lost, and they lost. So the Knights, they're eliminated from the playoffs. So
good night.
Yeah.
Good night.
Good night, Knights.
Good night.
So the night after game 7, the Knights lose. I'm coming home after a night out, you know, drowning our sorrows. Vegas lost. No big deal. I stop at AMPM. I have $200 bills in my wallet and three $1 bills. Are you with me so far?
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to the audience. But...
Okay, I didn't know there because I love this story. Go ahead.
Okay. Well,
I'm with you. Everybody else is probably not with you. They're probably eating their fucking Rice Krispies.
You're right. Let me take a second. Audience, we caught up $203 in the wallet, $200 bills. $3 bills. I go into the store. I know I can't spend the $100 bills, but I need to get Gatorade. I get a Juul, and I go to the cashier. I can't.
But you need a NyQuil too, right?
Well, that wasn't supposed to be brought up yet, but.
My bad.
Let's start this joke over.
It's not even a joke. That's the best part. It's a true thing. And for the listeners who don't know, Benny is doing this he's sick. The poor bastard's sick. You know? That's what happens when you have to fly home in a incubator. Are you still there?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I'm drinking. I'm going to talk over you all fucking day
long. No, it's fine. I didn't get that joke at all. I didn't get that. That's when you have to fly home, and I don't get it. I still don't get it.
An incubator. The reason why you got sick is you flew home, and there was some motherfucker on that fucking plane that was sick. It's all recycled air, so all you have is recycled air, and somebody on that thing had whatever you have right now, besides herpes. You got it. You got whatever they were carrying. Congratulations. It's an incubator. It's
an airplane. I flew home on an airplane. It's not...
I hate you. The air is recycled in an airplane. So if somebody is sick on an airplane, the air gets recycled. And you will get the most common way people get sick is from air travel. Because the air in an airplane is recycled.
If that's true, then why did Superman never get have a cold?
Oh, Jesus Christ. I hate you.
So I get out of... I'm partying the night to lose. I stop at the AMPM. Let's start the joke over. I got $203 in my wallet. Okay? $200 bills, $3 bills. I go into the store.
Oh, my God. We already did this part.
I go to the store, and there's a homeless man, woman. I couldn't really tell, to be honest with you. They say, can I have 7 cents? And I have to explain to them that I don't have – I'm using my debit card. I don't have money to give them. I'm sorry. So I get the stuff, and I go to the cashier. I pay with my debit card. I leave, go out to the car. I realize I forgot NyQuil. I need to get NyQuil. I got a cold. I take 10 cents out of the change in my car. I go inside. I give the homeless person 2 nickels, 10 cents. I go to grab my NyQuil. The homeless person is in line trying to buy a cigar that costs $1.87. The homeless person only has $1.10. Now, I'm sick. I want to get home. I'm tired. I'm fed up. I say, hey, can you get out of the way so I could get my NyQuil, please, and go home? I go to the cash.
Humanitarian that you are.
Right. I just, you know, I gave you the 2 nickels. Just leave me alone. Now you're ruining my time here. You're ruining my time in AM, PM. I got here in the AM. Soon it's going to be PM if I don't leave. AM, PM.
I like what you're saying.
Right. So get out of the way, right? And I get up there, and I have the $3. I can't use my debit card again. I already basically maxed that out with my other purchase, right? And they don't have change for the hundreds. So I got my $3, and I go to the cashier, give the NyQuil. It says it was $2.79. Turns out there's tax on NyQuil. Comes to $3.02, right? I turn around to the homeless guy, right? I say, hey, give me a nickel. Give me one of those nickels I gave you back, and I'll give you the change. Now, in actuality, I say out loud to the cashier and the homeless person, holy fuck, my life's so bad, I just borrowed money off a homeless person. And then the homeless guy goes, you think your life's bad? I bet on the Knights in game 7. Oh, the Knights. The poor Knights.
The poor Knights, man. That's a big case. There's so many cases of suck there, dude. There's so many cases of suck. You know?
Yeah.
You borrow, a homeless person is suck, a case of suck. You having the Knights losing case of suck. And you having to ask a homeless person for money, which is the biggest case of suck. Like, if there's a realm of hell, you're definitely in a new realm.
First of all, I have a beef because there was no pennies in the take a penny. There was none.
That's because it's take a penny, leave a penny.
Okay.
Hey, man.
Nobody left a penny. No. Wow.
I look at the cashier right in the eye. I pick it up and I dump it all in my hands and I put it in my fucking pocket. And they say, hey, you can't do that. I said, it says take a penny, leave a penny. I've left pennies other places. I have taken the pennies. I take, dude, if somebody's going to offer me free money, of course I'm going to take it. You know me. I'm a very, you know, fiscal person. I take pennies. What are they going to do, call the police and I rob them? No, it says it right there. Take a penny, leave a penny. Whatever. If it even says take a penny, leave a penny, it's usually just a bunch of change sitting there.
I have no idea. if that was a bit or not. I know you.
Dude, I told you what I do with my change, right? I told you I have a change jar, and whenever I get so much money, I actually bury it. And I for my son, I do I do treasure hunts for him. So when he's older, him and his family or whoever, when I'm dead and gone, they can go dig up this money. How do you think I fill up that change? You know I don't really spend money, so I don't get change. The only reason I get change is whenever I go in and buy cigarettes and there's take a penny, leave a penny, I take every fucking cent out of that thing.
Oh, my God. No wonder you always had all that money to loan.
No shit, man. That's right, because A, I don't go to convenience stores to buy NyQuil, Benny. Buy NyQuil at a convenience store. You might as well just bend over the counter and let him, like, insert penis here, because that's terrible. It's terrible.
Do you know that I always leave a penny? So basically, you loan me my own money. That's unbelievable.
That's, if you think about it, yes.
That's crazy.
Wow. I'm not afraid to take a penny. You know, I really should start filming that because it's funny. Some of the expressions that people get, some of the counter people, they're like, "Yo, you can't do that." I'm like, "No, yes, I can." Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's true. Yeah. I want the listeners to know that that's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
It's not a bit.
No, hell no. Because if I see a way to
so fired
up. Let me tell you something. Fucking Sheets in Pennsylvania. Sheets. There's a store in Pennsylvania.
Oh, I love Sheets. I miss Sheets.
Fucking no. Sheets is great. Well,
no, I mean Sheets on my bed. I don't. Never mind.
No, you're terrible. Terrible. But Sheets has fucking, like, people like, take a penny, leave a penny. I see quarters in it. When I go into a joint and I fucking see the place and they turn around to get my cigarettes and I look in the take a penny, leave a penny thing and I see quarters, I'm like, fuck yeah, Dad, because that's what I do it. I wait until I get my cigarettes. I wait until I turn around and I look it right in the eye and I fucking dump it in my hand and put it in my pocket. And I'm hoping this poor guy that's making $7.23 has the audacity to say, hey, you can't do that. Oh, yeah? Show me where I can't do that.
I get it. Listen, I hang down the strip late at night, right?
I heard that about you.
Yeah. No, late at night. And then when it's slow and there's nobody around, I raid the Bellagio fountains. And I take all the...
Now, listen, I tried that. I don't know if you know this. I was almost arrested in Atlantic City for doing that. You're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to go on a private property. No.
You are if you don't get caught. I'm just saying.
True. But let me tell you, when I was...
How do you think I paid for my flight back home?
This is very true. Oh, God. Yeah, you're not allowed to do that.
Hey, I quit gambling, so I started a podcast.
I heard that about you.
And would you like to know one of the reasons I quit gambling?
I can think of
just,
other, but yeah, go
just
ahead.
One of the reasons. Yeah. Well, I have some numbers here from the Nevada Gaming Board, or I'm not sure the source. It doesn't really matter. But you want to guess some numbers for a March of Nevada casinos, how much they won? All right, blackjack. What do you got for blackjack?
This is all of Las Vegas, I think. Right?
It says Nevada casinos.
All right, all Nevada casinos. So I'm gonna say, $12 million. $12 million.
$108.3 million.
Just me running.
Just off blackjack alone.
Damn, Stanley, we're in the wrong business.
Now, right? I mean, I used to be in that business. It's just, I used to be part of the, like, when I gambled, it would be like 120. You know what I mean? and like 15 of that would have all been loans, you know?
Absolutely.
So really, if you don't pay them back, you never really lose anything. But anyway, so, he's in a toilet?
I'm peeing again. I love it.
Congratulations, man. Wow.
Hey, you're
how's your prostate? Is your prostate?
My prostate's great, bro.
Is it?
Trust me.
Really?
No, Marla checks my prostate at least once a week. She makes sure there's nothing funky going on there. She's got that finger so deep in there, I think she's fucking digging for gold and looking for the fucking pennies I hide.
Speaking of pennies, what do you think penny slots made in Nevada in the month of March?
Penny slots in month of March.
Just penny slots.
So I'm gonna say it's higher. I'm gonna say it's higher than blackjack. So I'm gonna say $122 million.
$297.2 million.
Did I tell you we're in the wrong business?
Oh my God. This is like my if this read my lifetime win loss statement, it would be 290. This is crazy. This is insane.
Oh shit, that's so true, Gus.
All right, let's go. All right, sports betting. Sports betting's a little lower number, But that's, I like.
I wish you would have told me so. Okay, so you say it's a little lower. I would say it's $78
million. $32.5
million. Damn!
Yeah.
Damn! Now, hey, let's do this. So we're talking like $120 million. We're talking $32 million. Now, let's think about this. This is something that blows my mind. So when you talk about a million, people say, okay, oh, well, he's a millionaire, or you know, this person's a billionaire. When how many seconds, if you added it up into like hours or days, let's say days or years or whatever it may be, how many million seconds are there if you would equal it out?
What? All right, now phrase that as just a question and not a speech.
Sorry, dude. I messed that up, dude. I'm drinking Chesterfield.
What do you want me to say? Okay. Just phrase that as a question, not a speech.
A million seconds equals how many days, let's say?
A million seconds is how many days? That would be 11 days.
Damn, Stanley, you're good, man.
Amazing.
How did you figure that out?
It's almost like we spoke yesterday. It's crazy.
Yeah, right? It's seriously. Nuts. But the point we didn't get to is this point. Now, the difference between a millionaire and a billionaire, how many billion seconds? What does a billion seconds equal in
time? All right, so if a million is 11, then a billion is 22
days.
Yeah.
Benny, you're so close. It's actually like 32.
Wow.
Years. 32 years. Okay?
You did
years.
That so well. You did
I
that know, so
I,
well.
Trust me, I was ready to like a fucking golfie. I was ready to smell you like Tiger Woods.
I love when you get the show, man. I really do. I love when you at like when we both get the show. I love it. Oh, that was great.
Seriously, they're the moments I enjoy. When on my deathbed, I can't wait to re-listen to these, which I'm hoping is next week.
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to still. You're on fire. You should get rid of the truck. Just get rid of the truck.
Just get rid of the truck and just drink and fucking stay home and talk to you on the fucking phone.
You're so much better in your home.
I'm so much better in my home, comfortable and drinking, because I won't lie to you. I enjoy drinking. If I didn't have to drive trucks, trust me, I'd be on drugs. That marijuana out there that's so good right now, I can't have that. But boy, I used to love that marijuana. Oh man, you should see me on marijuana. I am a funny fucker on marijuana.
Oh, I could only imagine. You're a funny fucker without marijuana.
Well, I don't know, but anywho.
Well, I mean when. Well, are you okay? You're breathing quite heavy.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it's walking. Yeah, oh, okay. Well, as long as you were.
I'm a fat fuck. What do you want?
As long as you weren't out of breath doing something simple, no big deal.
Yes, you know, I get out of breath breathing, sir. Okay? Out of breath breathing.
That's great. Walking. I was walking.
That's what Ranieri would say. Fuck, we got to get Ranieri on this show.
We got to find a way to get him on. Next. Not this episode. Let's update the counter right now. Do you have a beer you could open as the sound? You know what? I'll put it in.
I do.
Oh, you do? Okay.
Of course I do, man.
All right. Well, let me know when you're ready.
I got to put it next to my...
Yeah, oh, make shit. It good. Because we only get one shot. You know, it's not like you're going to open...
Shit, you fuck, I won't. But I'm as many goddamn birds as I want to. All right, you ready?
Well, all right. We're currently at 18 episodes without gambling.
Wait, the show's over already?
It's,
that's it?
Well, I mean, we're at 25 minutes. I don't know how many.
Holy shit, time flies when you're having fun. All right, I'm good.
And I don't think I have to do much editing, so.
Oh, thank God. Let me tell the people out there, the shit Benny does, the shit you miss that I say because Benny fucking censors me, pisses me off, but it's Benny's show. It's Benny Lake's show.
I tell you what. Hey, guy from the Netherlands. Netherlands. You listen? Everything I record, that I edit out, like the original, I got all the behind the scenes, the guy from the Netherlands. And for the low price of $500, I'll send you fucking everything.
Fuck that. No.
I'll send you everything. $500.
The guy from Netherlands gets shit free if he'd want to hear.
Nope. $500.
$500
is the going rate.
I'm fucking I'm so much funnier. I'm so fun, much more funnier than Benny makes me.
And if you want to find out, send me $500. Look at, you know my Twitter.
If you do not send him $500, it will not do you any good.
If you don't know my, if any if people out there, they don't know my Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins, and the, seriously, the breathing, like, do you need me to call an ambulance?
I'm drinking, I'm smoking, I don't care if I breathe in. Hey, yo, edit it out. Take every breath, take every, fucking police me.
$500, Netherlands guy.
$500
American, not Netherlands. I don't know if there's a difference. But
Deutschmarks.
Alright, so follow me on Twitter at Benny Lake Wins. Follow the podcast at Benny Lake Laughs. Let's update
Benny whoring himself. Benny whoring himself.
Well, you know, promotion. I literally get about 1-2 followers every 3 years, so it really helps.
Seriously.
Yeah. So We're currently at 18 episodes without gambling. Let's update the counter right now to 19 episodes without gambling. Oh, that was great.
Fuck yeah, it's great. Lord Chesterfield. Yo, guy in the Netherlands, if you drink beer, I got a great fucking Pennsylvania beer here.
Hey, you know what you need? You need a Twitter.
Me?
You do. Absolutely.
Fuck that.
You can post videos while you're driving. They'll love it.
I hate social media. I hate social media.
No, it's for me. It's not for you. It's for me.
Of course. What the fuck was I thinking?
What am I thinking you for? I know you hate it.
Oh, shit.
All right. Before we leave and before we update, we tell the people what your favorite movie was.
My favorite movie.
I have a joke. A joke I'm working on that I'd like to run by you. I have not run it by you yet. I don't.
I can't hear you.
Okay.
Yes.
So I know you hate social media, but you're familiar with Facebook, right?
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm familiar with Facebook.
All right. So in 2019, there's a lot of conversation in this world. Do women have enough power? You know? Have you heard that? Have you?
Do women have enough power?
Right. Women don't have enough. There's a lot of conversation. You know, the Me Too movement, all that stuff. I'm not making any jokes. I'm just saying. It's a thing. You know?
I mean, just for getting serious, I honestly think, you know, I think every woman should be placed on a pedestal. High enough that I can see up their dress. Go ahead,
Ben. How am I going to follow that? How am I going to follow that?
Get your fucking game on! For the listeners out there, hi, this is the man who needs no introduction. What just happened there is Benny told a joke that, well, it sucked balls. Not in a good way like Jenna Jameson sucks balls, but in a bad way. So Benny actually edited himself, not me, himself. Thank you very much for listening. Back to the program.
The moment you realize you don't have any power.
Yeah.
You didn't enjoy that, so I'm going to cut that out.
I'm sorry. You know.
No, it wasn't enough about you. Wasn't enough about you today. No, I didn't give you your moments today to shine.
You know what it was? I'm writing an address down on a fucking envelope, and I ended up writing the fucking douchebag's name that I'm sending it to. I wrote his fucking address where the return address goes.
Oh,
guy.
Well, that would be a disaster for that guy. That guy. Yeah, don't do that. I tell you what, if you need me to let you go, I would love to help that guy out as much as possible.
Fuck that guy. Fuck that egotistical bitch.
We've done a great show. I'm going to edit out my joke, but I'm going to keep this part in.
Really?
I'm going to keep this part in, but if my joke gets edited out. These people have no idea.
It drops out after my joke where it says, how am I going to fucking know?
Your favorite movie. Wait a second. What's your favorite soda?
You know what? Here's the deal. I used to be such a Coca-Cola hard fan. And then Marlo loves Mountain Dew. And you know, her and I, like every once in a while, we'll have dinner or whatever. We'll crack a Mountain Dew. We'll cheers it. We'll drink it. It's like we always look at each other. God damn, Mountain Dew is good. Mountain Dew. I'm gonna say. I hate to let fucking Coca-Cola down. Mountain Dew.
All right, the show's over. Boom.